Sawate Discipuli and Sawate Omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where you boys doing some etymologizing. So we're going to take the Latin verb ferro, which is a highly versatile and irregular verb in Latin, ferro, ferere, tuli, latum. Those are the fourth principal parts. As you can see, the perfect form, tuli, and then the latum, the past participial form, are very much different from ferro, ferere. So that being said, we are going to be diving into a bunch of words, riffing off of all this good stuff. So if you didn't know, I hope you'll learn something new in a few minutes. But before that, would really appreciate some support wherever you can. Right now, your boy is seeking unemployment as an unemployed man from having been let go from my job. And we have belabored it to the point where it's not really, we'll talk about it here and there and whatnot. But you know what? It is what it is. Answers, non-answers. I will ruminate till I forget about it. Till I move on, till the grieving process is over with all of this. But that being said, would really appreciate you guys considering leaving me a rating. Something, you don't even have to give me money. Don't give me money. You don't have to. I'm not trying to guilt you into doing so. Ko-fi is just a little bit of a tip. If you guys learn something new, you could be like, oh, hey, Liam, great job on that episode. I'm going to follow your link on the Ko-fi and give you a dollar or something like that. You know, I'm not going to belabor the point by any means or anything like that. But yeah, anyways, that being said, non-monetarily speaking, you can go on over to Apple Podcast, of which we got another rating, and also we got another rating on Spotify. So thank you for hearing me, you guys, whoever did that. I'm shouting you out anonymously because I don't know who it was. If you want to step forward, I would love to shout you out and give you credit, because I'm all about lifting all of my supporters up, just like you guys are lifting me up. I want us to all lift each other up in this world. There's too much pushing people down and bearing people down and not being cool and being poopy butthole licks, and I just am not about it. I'm about uplifting each other, because the more we uplift one another, I don't know, the better the world is. And you know what? Misery loves company. And that's what we've come to understand, is that, well, we've learned that a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but there are a few jealous individuals and or people that just didn't like me, were out to get me, wanted to get me fired, of which one was a coworker. Oh, my goodness gracious. I always knew you were the jealous type, but I didn't really realize that you would try and go to the ends of the earth to try and get me fired. But you know what? It is what it is. What comes around goes around, and I think that what's come around has already gone around for you, so you can live your life the way in which you want, and I hope you are happy. Goes to show for anybody that had a stake in the claim for getting me fired for absolutely zero reason still, but I'm just baffled at the reasonings that were given to me, which were just not really set and based in true reality, but such is life. So whatever it is, I'm done. Shut up, Liam. I'm shutting up. Ratings, consider wherever. If you're bored by me, flip. You can just fast forward me. Or if maybe you're being soothed by my voice, you're not even listening to me. You're just hearing my words. And you're hearing my voice. And I'm putting you into a dull trance, where you are now slipping into deep, deep sleep. Just kidding. Let's get on into it. All right. So getting into our first word here. Inferior. Inferior in physiology refers to something that is below, like it kind of changes a little bit from inferior to infra, and in this case, infraspinatus, which is the kind of like lower muscle, a part of that whole scapular musculature that There are a lot of scap muscles, subscapularis, supraspinatus, infraspinatus. I will not get into physiology or anatomy right now. We just will talk about inferior, because inferior in physiology and anatomy refers to structures situated toward the feet or the tail. So it just means below or in lower in position of. Etymologically, it comes from the Latin inferus, which means lower below. This is also where we get suffer. Suff is actually a definition, or I'm sorry, is a rendition of sub, which means under in Latin. Sub, they didn't like the assimilation of subfer. So remember that B assimilated into an F. That's what we call assimilation. And that F runs into that upper F. What is going on with my voice right now, you guys? Which makes suffer. In this case, sub, under, ferere, to bury, bear. So in this case, you are bared underneath. You are carried underneath, essentially. And what is it according to Almighty Google? It means to endure or to experience pain, injury, or distress in the mind, physically, mentally, emotionally, or, like I said, physical. Transfer. Trans means across, pharaoh, to bear, or to carry. In this case, to carry across means transfer. And transfer, according to Almighty Google, to move or convey from one place to another. How about reference? Re means back, ferro, to carry or bear. And then that ence is just basically like that English suffixification there. Reference refers to something that refers or relates back to another thing. Well, to carry back essentially is to refer and or reference. How about confer? Con, together and or with, coming from the Latin cum preposition. Remember, cum doesn't really show up a lot in our modern vernacular in the cognates and derivatives that we see in English as cum, other than culmination or something like that, or cumulative. But it shows up a lot as con meaning together and or with. It can also be col or com with a C-O-M, not so much a C-U-M, C-O-M. So confer, con, together and or with. Ferro, bear, to carry with, or to bear with. Confer, to compare or consult with others, is essentially what it means. How about different duct? A different duct refers to the part of the male reproductive system that carries sperm from the epididymis to the ejaculatory duct. Just anatomy, just our human body. And now you know the different duct is that area that carries the sperm from the epididymis. That's where it is created, basically, to the ejaculatory duct. I think men have a common misconception that sperm itself comes from, I'm trying to be medical about this. The scrotum, the balls, the cojones. I apologize, but it's okay. We'll be okay. I think we're all adults here. And if not, we're not being crass about it, and we're not being disgusting about it. We're being educational about it. Informational, if you will. So there you go. It actually doesn't come from the balls, the cojones. All right, you guys. So for all those young men out there that are listening to this, of which if you are, rock on, man. You're a part of an upper echelon. Anybody and everybody that's listening to this right now is trying to get better. They're trying to level up in this world. So if you are listening to this right now, like, rock on. I'm proud of you. You should be proud of yourself. You are creme de la creme, and I will always consider you that. And you're also part of my Latin fam. Side note, there's this like TikTok thing going around where it just has the sound of the Shark Tank theme where it's like, dump, dump. Dump, 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 dump. And everybody is like, sharks, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I wanna make one just right now where all I need is the sharks to give me $1 million billion to fund an a land in which I can bring all of my supporters and everybody a part of the Latin community, whether it be on TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Everybody is just, you know what? Everybody's paid for. We throw out all of our money to all the great organizations that are going to impact this world in a positive way. And all right, I'm getting all weird. All right, shut up. Shut up, Liam. Shut up and take a swig of your water. So anyways, now that we've talked about the different duct in, according to Almighty Google, deferent comes from the Latin deferens. D means away from, fero, to carry or bear. To carry in this case would be better. So then if we have away plus carry, it means to carry away. It's the present participial form of deferere, which means to carry away. So essentially, the deferent duct carries away the sperm from the epididymis where it's created to the ejaculatory duct where it's then carried away even further. How about efferent? Efferent or efferent, dependent on how you pronounce it. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, skibbity-beep, skibbity-bop, creepity-beep, D-O-double-G-M, my nizzle-fish-hizzle, skibbity, I'm done. Efferent, according to Almighty Google, it just means carrying away from a central organ or structure, essentially. Etymologically, it comes from E plus ferens. F, it can't be X, it can be E. But E or X in the Latin is a preposition that means out of. That's where you get exit. X, out of, it, he, she, it goes. He, she, it goes out of essentially is what exit means when you etymologically derive it from the suffix to the prefix. Efferens, however, they didn't like the exferens. So again, assimilation, grammarian speech. E means out of, ferro, to carry. You carry out of, essentially, and it means a carry away from the central organ of a structure, efferent. Etymologically, or Almighty Google, just about the same freaking thing, y'all. Don't at me, because I'm right. Sorry, not sorry. You're learning something new, I hope. Love this stuff, man. Gosh. How about ferrous, like in relating to iron, ferrous iron, often used in the context of iron containing compounds. That's why we have on the periodic table, what is Fe? No, it's not ferrosity. It's not fermentation because that's not an element. It is iron, where we get ferrous iron, coming from the Latin ferrum meaning iron, F-E-R-R-U-M. Translation. This one is a little bit different because you know how I mentioned ferro ferrere, tuli latum? This one is utilizing the fourth principal part within its translation. AKA trans means across, latio means to carry. But in this case, it's having been carried essentially across. And then tion is the action of, so latio is going to be that past participial form. And it is the process of converting, well, in this case, in science, the process of converting genetic information from mRNA to kind of the sequence of amino acids during protein synthesis, syn meaning together and or with, thesis means a putting or a placement. So synthesis, this is where we get something that is synthetic. It is put together. Cool. It comes from the Latin translatio, which means carrying across or having carried across. If you didn't know, now you know. Not a tempus est discedere yet. How about proliferate, though? Again, proliferate. Coming from the Latin prolifer, combining prolos, which means offspring, or proles, really. Third declension noun, offspring, and ferere, to bear or carry. Apologies there. What is it when you proliferate etymologically? You bear offspring. And when you proliferate, according to almighty Google, you multiply or you increase rapidly. They kind of mean the same thing yet again. Circumference. Circum means around, and then ferro means to carry or bear. Circumference is the boundary of a circular area. It's what is carried around the edge of a circle. Okay? Comes from the Latin when you put all those together, circumferentia, composed of circum, around, and ferere, to bear. Pestiferous. Pestiferous is carrying or bringing disease. Ferro, meaning carry or bear, and then pesti, coming from pestis in the Latin, meaning plague. Kind of makes sense, right? That's where you get pestilence or pests, right? Pests are rodents that are deemed to have had or have some sort of plague disease. That's why we call those rats pests. Learn a little bit of history too, word history. So according to almighty Google, bringing disease, carrying disease, pestiferous, etymologically, carrying plague. How about luciferase? Luciferase is actually an enzyme that produces light, often used in bioluminescent beings. There we go. I don't know. Etymologically, it comes from Latin Lucifer. Who is Lucifer? He's the light bearer. In fact, that's exactly what it means. And then that A's is an enzyme, right? That's where you get, you know, lipase, amylase, all those, basically, they get secreted as enzymes in order to emulsify fats and other things and whatnot. And I'm not going to get into that because we're talking about luciferase, but also Lucifer, because Lucifer was the devil. But before he was the devil, Satan, he was the light bearer. He was the creme de la creme. He was the guy that was the top dog angel. Lux meaning light, ferro, bear or carry. The carrier of light or the bearer of light, Lucifer. Now, the enzyme, if you had that A's at the end, because all we did with Lucifer is put an A-S-E in order to make it luciferase, you had that enzymatic quality that produces light, bioluminescence. Think about it when you're looking at a bioluminescent reaction in water. At nighttime, you see all of that light. Cool stuff, right? You gotta love it. How about sulfuriferous, whatever. It means to carry or contain sulfur. You get it? You hear that? You hear that ferro plus sulfur, right? Sulfur in the Latin means sulfur. And then ferro, again, to carry or bear, containing or carrying sulfur. How about fertile? Fertile, coming from the Latin fertilis, derived from ferere. And I've been pronouncing it like this. I'm going to spell it out for you guys. It's F-E-R-R-E, which means to carry or bear. When you are fertile, you are capable of bearing offspring or producing abundant crops, whether you're a plant or a being. And then I think that's it. I don't have any other words in my head right now. There's been a lot of usage with ferro, though, within the scientific and medical language. So I hope you learned something new in that respect. And you can see how starting off at the very beginning, what went inferior. If you're ever learning in physiology, anatomical positioning, anything that's inferior is below. Anything that is superior is above. Anything that is lateral, coming from latus, which means side. Anything that's on the lateral is on the side. Transverse is the across plane. The sagittal is the plane in which we walk in, do most things in, the coronal plane, I'm going to be done now because now it's just, I'm one off. And so I hope you learned something new. This is a highly versatile word, and it's regular because when you bear or carry, it can be iterated in so many different ways. So if you didn't know, now you know. Tempus est scelerae.